Chapter 4 10th Grade Extracurriculars A Sonnet The dream faded soon enough, however, and I awoke to the cold, hard knowledge that summer was over. I speak metaphorically, of course. Actually, it was still pretty hot out, especially in my attic bedroom. Mom is always promising to redo the insulation if business ever picks up. Monday morning, Mom made me my traditional back-to-school breakfast, whole wheat buttermilk waffles with maple syrup and homemade sour cherry jam. Ashley's candy-making phase had a strong jam component. For an extra treat, Mom set the table downstairs in the front parlor at a claw-footed oak table that's been on sale for several years. If it ever does sell, I'll miss it terribly. I brushed my hair quickly, put on my lucky thumb ring, and came downstairs. I was wearing some of the clothes my stepmother had provided, and a little worried that my mother would notice and ask where they had come from. Indeed, she looked me up and down appraisingly. All she said, though, was, "How nice you look, honey." At school, Ash and I were disappointed to find that we had different homerooms. She drew Frau Richthof Murphy, the German teacher, and I landed the notorious math teacher, Mr. Clamp. Mr. Clamp laid down the law. No tardiness, no talking above 40 decibels, no untied shoelaces, no visible undergarments, no eating, no chewing gum, no chewing tobacco, no chewing betel nuts, no chewing coca leaves, no chewing out students, unless Mr. Clamp was doing the chewing out, no chewing out teachers, unless ditto, no unnecessary displays of temper, unless ditto, no unnecessary displays of affection, no exceptions, no pets over 1 ounce or under 1 ton, and no singing, except in Bulgarian. I began to think Mr. Clamp wouldn't be so bad, which was lucky since I had him for math as well.